now traveling around the world and will return to the Philippines in April of 1970, when they will be celebrating this 20th anniversary. To give you a little background about this organization, during the long period of the Marcos regime, there was opportunity for theater in English, doing Snow White in the Seven Dwarfs, or Oklahoma, or sound music. When this group was organized, they in the first place didn't do their plays only in English. They did their plays in native language. Second, in order to really reach the theater, take their theater to where reach people, they went to the street. And the material that they developed came from the lives of the people for whom they were performing. So that they will explain to you how they are different from our concept of street theater, but it is a truly indigenous and was in certain ways, as you would imagine, not very popular up until last February. They developed, and what they're traveling with now is a program that they have evolved, which will seek to where the country is to go since the end of the Marcos regime, that is, since the end of repression. How do we address the new era in which we live? We're going to have a brief presentation of the work that they will do in a full program tonight at the Fifth Avenue Playhouse. It's their one night in Seattle. They are offering any school of drama student the tickets are $10, $5 tickets, if you want to come and see the program in its entirety. After they do a small segment for us today, we're going to have a period of question and answer so that you can raise questions about the way they work and what they're doing, and they can tell you a lot more than I could about what they've accomplished. Also, one part of their commitment to theater is what they call the workshop, which is opening up after a performance or in connection with the performance. They hold a workshop where anyone may come and participate in acting. And for us to understand what that means, they'll have to explain it in more detail, but philosophically, I would like to read you something that speaks to it. Many of the forces threaten the new freedom. The intervention in intervening economic and military forces, the presence of Marcos appointed politicians still in government, and quote, the silence that we have gotten used to in over 20 years of being under repressive regime. And the purpose of these workshops are a larger goal, to break away from the silence, the sense of cultural inferiority that is, and in a lot of ways, so dominate our country. The years of colonialism, and in the countryside, where the years of feudal relationships between tenant and landlord, rich and poor, people in the dictatorship, need to be changed. So that the workshop is a means to make possible for others, for their audiences, and for potential members of the company to express, to stop maintaining the tyranny of silence, to speak out. And they, this group, are very interested in joining them tomorrow in between 1 and 5 when they are going to have a workshop in Bryant's. And we're making Bryant's available to them. It won't just be for school of drama, it will be for anybody in Seattle who is interested. what this workshop means and how it goes. You are all cordially invited to attend. And I guess I would like to say to our guests today that regardless of what you've seen or read in the newspapers, I think that you will find in groups such as you see today some very envious people. There are a lot of things in our society and in the way we operate that seem to cut us off from speaking to our deepest concerns. So we welcome you as a body of artists who can show us how artists can speak to the conditions of their time. We're very pleased to have you.
Good afternoon. I am Alan Binoga, and I am the program director of the company, which is the Philippine Educational Theater Association, or PEPA. We are now on our second month of an international tour of performances and workshops. After the United States, we'll be going to about at least 10 or 12 countries in Europe. So just to tell you, just for you to have an idea how we are slowly adjusting to this kind of program that we were doing this tour. We are slowly, for example, like myself, getting a familiar speaking, using English, speaking for people, because in the country, in the past 10 or 15 years that we've been doing our work, we used to work and using our native language or even dialect. So it's some kind of, we still have to make it like using English, speaking for people and conducting workshops. So we somehow manage.
Now, the rest, we'd like to introduce the rest of the members who are here. Boji Pasqua is a musician, an actor, and also a director. Jack Yabot is one of our tour coordinators. He's with the international program of PETA, and he is a dancer, a director, and he also writes. And Ronnie is one of our musicians. He composes music, and he's also an actor. He's a student at the University of the Philippines, the Conservatory of Music. Roddy is one of our playwrights, an actor, a musician. Malu is also a musician and an actress. So I was saying, we are members of PETA, or the Philippine Educational Theater Association. But probably for us to appreciate what we, the things that we're doing, the work that we do, it would probably help us to, if, for me to say something about the Philippines. Of course, we've been in the limelight since February, but I guess not too many people really understand what's going on in the Philippines. So probably I can just give some very basic data or facts about the Philippines. So we are a small country in Southeast Asia, in the Western Pacific, and it's an archipelago of about more than 7,000 islands, with 54 million people. And for 300 years, we were under the rule of the Spanish government, for 5 years under the Japanese, and for more than 50 years under the American government. So we have had a long history of revolution, revolt. We had one of the longest revolts in the history of the world. For 300 years, we were able to sustain the revolt against the Spanish government, and that's still going on. And we are very happy that just 2 days ago, for the first time in the first century, we had a ceasefire, a temporary peace accord. So we got something will develop out of it. So, and again, we are a very poor country, and just to give you an idea how poor we are, about 60% of the population, about 30 million Filipinos, their immediate concern now is where to get the next meal, the food, so that we will be able to survive the following day. So the question now is, given the context, the cultural history, and economic reality, where does culture, theater, and cultural work comes in? So we believe that, as I was saying, we are a group of artists and theater artists, cultural workers, dedicated to the vision of creating, establishing a national culture in the Philippines. Why is it crucial to have a national culture? Because we have been because of our history, we have been colonized for hundreds of years, and we were deprived, to develop and come up, evolve our very own national identity. So for us, it's a very urgent task to create and establish a truly Filipino national culture. And we do it by working in the theater. So it's not the PETA or our theater workers in the Philippines is only a part of a very broad cultural movement in the Philippines, working towards the aspects and the culture of the Philippines. So we're a group of educators, musicians, scholars, teachers, health workers, scientists, all involved in this struggle for creating a national culture in the Philippines. As I was saying, we were established in 1967. That was 20 years ago, when in the Philippine cultural scenario, in the theater scene, Tagalog, our national language, using the national language of the vernacular, in this case, in the theater, was taboo. So it was very daring for the company. Just even if we were producing translations during that time, it was already something just to use the vernacular in the Philippines. So we have produced more than 100 plays, 100 original plays in the past 20 years. And basically our aesthetics is we do traditional Filipino plays, contemporary and experimental Filipino plays, oriental plays, and fourth would be classics.
So we also do American and European plays. But we are very, very selective, you know, what kind of plays to present and how to present those plays. Like, how do you do Shakespeare in the Philippines? How do we do even Tennessee Williams or Arthur Miller or Shaw? Because we believe that there is some relevance in their work that could be able to apply in our work in the Philippines. So we are a group of about 80 artists, cultural workers. So we are not only a performing group, we are not only actors. So we try as much as possible for our members to develop the other skills. So playwriting, designing, music, acting, directing, technical work. Because our idea is we must be able to maximize our people, you know, in terms of, because the very process of theater is out of all arts. Theater is, we consider public, it's a public art. So you can only do it with other people. So when we do it collectively, it's not natural, you know, for us to get exposed in other disciplines. So we do a little bit this and that. And performance is only our one program. The next program would be workshops and training. So we go out all over the country giving workshops for theater and non-theater people. Now, why is this important and relevant? The objective in the workshops is not only to be able for us, for the people in the communities, to come up with a play or sing a piece of poetry, sing a song or write a piece of poetry or paint something. But the idea is to be creative. Why is it important? Because, as I was saying, for hundreds of years, we were taught that we are not capable of doing something. When the Spaniards came, they said that there's no drama in the Philippines because they have their own definition and criteria of drama. So when they say we have no drama, they make, what they actually meant was we have no culture, and therefore we have no culture, we are an inferior people. And if we are an inferior people, then it was not just right for them to subjugate and colonize us. Then we came and we said, we have our own culture, and we have to be creative. So when a farmer, for example, an illiterate farmer, for the first time, he realizes that he can move, he can sing a simple song, it's a giant leap, you know, in the consciousness of the farmer. So doing a small piece of drama is a giant step towards something else. You know, it's a beginning, a giant step towards, you know, being aware and conscious of their environment and their awareness of their historical role in their community and possibly in their country. So we also do organizing. So we believe that in the Philippines, it's not enough for us to train people to do performances, but for theater to have a real impact, you know, in the reality of the country, then we have to organize. So we have formed in the past 20 years, we have formed a network of about 100 of community theater groups, approximately 700 theater groups, cultural groups in the Philippines. And we have developed a pedagogy. So out of these workshop experiences, we have developed curricula on theater for artists, theater for professionals, theater for non-theater people, like for laborers, for farmers, for children, for youth, for church people, for social action groups. So, and we intend to, in 3 years' time, we intend to open up an institute, a People's Institute of Culture in the Philippines, to give formal and non-formal degree on theater, and degree and non-degree courses, both undergraduate and graduate courses in theater arts. And we have been conducting workshops not only in the Philippines, but in Asia as well. So we are helping forming an alliance of cultural groups in Asia. And as of now, we are, with this tour, we are trying to connect with alternative and popular theater groups all over the world, in North America and Europe, for us to be able to share, connect, and grow together. So after this tour, we are planning to organize an international festival of culture and theater in the Philippines. late 1988, late 1987 or 88.
No, but probably before I just I go on further talking, just to give you an idea, you know, the kind of aesthetics that we do, in a short while, some of our members will show us some numbers. Now, when it comes to aesthetics, the kind of aesthetics that we've been doing is we have developed what we call the aesthetics of poverty. What does that mean? Because in the Philippines, a very poor country, whose priority is food and shelter. So we try to resolve the question on what kind of artistry that we do. So aesthetics of poverty basically means that we need not to wallow on using expensive materials to come up with something beautiful. So the idea is expensive use of imagination and minimum use of materials. So we have another group to present something.
We have learned the mindset from this, but we prepared a few songs. It's not ideally some excerpt from the play because it's really 35 people. Yeah, 35 right now in 6,000 rooms. So roughly we could sing some songs to you that we sang in some of our plays. Some of the plays that we produced back in the field. And the first one talks about us, ourselves, really, as a part of a class society. We call ourselves the part of the class, we call the petit bourgeois. And this is the song of the petit bourgeois. It really affects us so much because this song talks about a person who has a dilemma whether he or she will plunge herself into serving the people or just sit back comfortably and enjoy the good life. And so finally she decides to join and serve the people. So this song came from one of our plays entitled A Rehearsal. It's actually a play within a play wherein that person, the woman I was talking about, the character, is slowly solidified in a rehearsal play, which was very important.
Thank you. Yeah. Yan man ang kabayan ng doktrinang kaisan, ordo ordino. O sabi nga ng mga teologo, regula eternis ang batas ng mga batas. Pero ano ang nangyari pagkatapos, mga kaibigan? Itinabi ng maalam na Galilei ang Biblia.
South is also the area where the Muslim Filipinos are more concentrated, and this area is, I think, one of the Muslim areas.
Ah, William Smith. Thank you. Thank you.